is to move forward as much as they can and do not pay any attention to the opposition that we have at the back of the at the back of the venue here. I'd like to invite Brother Ali Mala
and Sister Amina, who spoke at the northern park of Queen's Park. As long as we have you marching in support of Palestine, Palestine will be free, because the resistance of Palestine did not stop for 65 years.
Yes!
And the resistance will continue until Palestine, all Palestine, from the river to the sea, every inch of Palestine will be free.
Yes!
Whether they like it or not, they have no other option. One democratic state for all the people of all faith, or no place for Zionism in history, and mark my word for it.
Yes, yes.
I want to say thank you for the police for joining us this rally. You know, we saw so many members. I'm glad they decided to come out and get educated about Palestine. I invite them to get more education when they go home. Some of them, I'm sure, are recording. Others, I will say, take a pen and paper and write down. I'm going to say some names. And I urge those officers to Google up those names and read and learn about the history of Palestine and the colonial project, imperialist project in Palestine. I will tell them, why don't you read what Ilan Pepe has written about ethnic cleansing in Palestine by the Zionist movement? Or what Yuri Avneri, the early advocate for the Zionist state, read his article in Gosh Shalom, and read one very important, when he said, "Oh God, what have we done?" Or read the late Tanya Reinhardt, or Amira Haas, or Gideon Levy, or Gilad Asbun, or Stephen Hawkins, or Gori Matei, here from Canada, what they say about Zionism and Zionist project. And I say to those people over there, oh God, help them, because they are so ignorant and they don't know what they are doing.
Amen.
So forgive them if you can, if they are able to clean their heart and wake up their conscience. My final point, sisters and brothers, actually I have two. One to say, remember, you're a taxpayers and a voters. It was the Premier of Ontario, Kathleen Wynne, who opened the march for Israel this year.
Shame!
She's a lesbian, not a woman.
Shame, but that was her choice. Well, our choice is to march for Palestine.
Yes.
We live in a democratic society, and we have the right to exercise our democracy. They want to support oppression, we support freedom.
Yes.
They want to support aggression, we support justice. They want to support occupation, we support liberation. And by God, we will win.
Inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
The sergeant of arms of Queen's Park allowed himself to be bullied. To be bullied by the thugs of B'nai B'rith and JDL. You know, I feel sorry for him. Because for the last 23 years I've been in Canada, we always have this march. And we never ever had an accident. We never ever had an incident. And we never ever had an altercation with the police. So if Queen's Park and the police are concerned about public safety, they should go and arrest those thugs of B'nai B'rith and JDL, because they are the ones who are spreading hate, spreading venom, spreading racism. Shame on them. Long live Palestine. Long live Palestine. Long live Palestine. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free.
From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. From the river to the sea, there are currently 7.2 million Palestinian refugees forced to live in camps, exiled by the Zionist regime and its supporters. Thousands have been killed, injured, and imprisoned unjustly by those without a sense of integrity. Homes are destroyed. Land is seized for the purpose of building new settlements. We here in Canada know all too well the shame that comes with establishing a country on land that belongs to others. Israel, I implore you, do not continue on this erroneous path.